Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble and beautiful hadith and narration, which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is about poetry and its benefits, and the idea that poetry is a way to struggle in the way of Allah, albeit by one's tongue and by one's words. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once asked about the poets, to which he replied in the following way. Now, just by way of, a prelude to this tradition, you probably have read in the Holy Quran that the Quran kind of scolds and denounces the poets. In a very famous verse of the Holy Quran, God says, "As for the poets, only the perverse follow them. Have you not regarded that they rove in every valley, and that they say what they do not do, barring..." So this is a part of the verse which kind of denounces the poets and says that they're bad and that, you know, only perverse people follow them. But in a continuation, the verse kind of alludes to some poets, who are good people, who are pious people, and whose poetry is, beneficial. God says, "Barring those who have faith and do righteous deeds and remember Allah greatly and aid each other after they have been wronged. And the wrongdoers will soon know at what goal they will end up." Right, so there are some good poets, there are some bad poets. There's a famous hadith narrated from one of the a'imma alayhi salam, which says that if somebody recites a poem, one line of a poem in our praise, in praise of us, God will make him a house in paradise. Right, so poetry could have a good effect in the hereafter, it could have a bad effect in the hereafter, and in this world, right? So it depends on what the poetry is and what it's about. So the Prophet said the following regarding these poets. "Verily, the believer can either fight the enemy with his sword or his tongue. And by the one who has my soul in his hand," meaning God, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, swears by God and says, "It is as if they," meaning the poets, "shower them with arrows," shower them meaning shower the enemy of God, "with arrows by means of their defamatory poetry," meaning the poetry that they recite, as a way to defame the unbelievers, it are like arrows which go and strike these unbelievers. It's actually interesting to note that we can see in the seerah and the conduct of the imams alayhi wasalam, that they would reward the poets who recited poetry in their honor and their praise. A famous example of this is the poem that Farazdaq, the famous poet, recited in praise of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. So poetry can have a good effect and it can be beneficial, and we can use it also to combat the enemies of Islam. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at poetry as a means to combat the enemies of Islam with words in the transmission and hadith of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد